Some American tactics in the war on terror have drawn sharp questions in Europe. And as Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice visits Europe this week, she is expected to face criticism. The European outrage centers on secret prisons and secret CIA flights. Here's NPR's Rachel Martin.
Before her plane took off from Andrews Air Force Base, bound for Berlin, Secretary Rice read a statement responding to allegations surrounding the CIA's operations in Europe. Her answers were unequivocal.
The United States does not permit, tolerate, or condone torture under any circumstances. The United States does not transport and has not transported detainees from one country to another for the purpose of interrogation using torture. The United States does not use the airspace or the airports of any country for the purpose of transporting a detainee to a country where he or she will be tortured.
Rice's statement comes in response to a flurry of investigations by countries including Spain, Germany, Italy, and Sweden, looking into hundreds of CIA flights in European airspace and the possible existence of secret CIA prisons, where it's alleged that torture is being used against terrorist suspects. Last week, the UK's Foreign Minister, Jack Straw, acting on behalf of the EU, sent a letter to the Bush administration asking for answers. It's not yet clear whether Rice's initial response will be enough to ease mounting tensions between Europe and the U.S. In particular, the allegations have put the new German government in a tight spot. Chancellor Angela Merkel, who was inaugurated 2 weeks ago, has promised to warm up transatlantic relations. But the allegations of torture by the CIA on European soil have forced the new German leader to defend her new American friends before they even arrive in Berlin.
I believe we can trust that the American government is taking European concerns seriously and will soon clear up the recent reports about alleged CIA prisons and illegal flights.
But European leaders themselves are being criticized for either not knowing about the CIA's activities or turning a blind eye to them. On Sunday, the Washington Post reported that the U.S. government told the Germans that the CIA mistakenly detained a German citizen in late 2003. Khalid El-Masri says he was taken to Afghanistan, tortured, and held for 5 months. According to the Post report, the U.S. ambassador personally asked the German Interior Minister to keep the issue quiet in order to avoid scrutiny of the CIA's extraordinary rendition program. And German officials apparently agreed. But cooperation between Germany and the U.S. on counterterrorism has been one-sided, says Rolf Taubhoven, the head of the Institute for Terrorism and Security in Essen, Germany.
We have the impression that it's a one-way, that we gave the Americans a lot of information, a lot of evidences dealing with terrorism in Germany, in Europe as well. And from the other side, there is less evidences coming back to Europe.
Earlier this year, a German court convicted Munir El-Motassadeq of belonging to a terrorist organization. But the court was unable to convict him of accessory to murder because the U.S. refused to release a key witness in the case from its custody so he could testify. In her statement this morning, Secretary Rice underscored the need for cooperation between the U.S. and Europe in the fight against terrorism. But there are many people in Europe, including senior politicians, who think it's the United States that is putting that partnership in jeopardy. Hans-Ulrich Klose, deputy chairman of the German Parliament's Foreign Affairs Committee, says America's unilateralism risks undermining its critical partnership with Europe.
After events in Abu Ghraib, looking at the pictures of Guantanamo, most people that are talking about these CIA activities believe that probably what is in the papers is the truth. So, to say the image of the United States, in the meantime, is such that they would believe that they are something like an international suspect, which is very bad. Bad from the point of view of the United States, bad for the European partners, because we need a basis on confidence.
Secretary Rice is expected to meet with Chancellor Merkel tomorrow before flying on to Romania, Ukraine, and then Brussels, where she'll meet with European Union leaders. Rachel Martin, NPR News, Berlin.